Lord. Hallelujah, Gloria, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah. Is the Lamb, oh yes, worthy. Is the Lamb, oh yeah, worthy. What is the Lamb? The war slay, hallelujah. Gloria, hallelujah. Gloria, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Gloria, Hallelujah, Gloria, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh yeah, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria. Hallelujah. Gloria, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. My Father, I'm nothing without you. He's our teacher. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Oh, my teacher, I'm nothing without you. That is your. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. He's your savior. Oh, my savior. I'm nothing without you. Is that your testimony this morning? Is that your testimony? We are nothing without God. I'm nothing without you. Oh, provider, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Oh, my helper, oh yeah, I'm nothing without you. Oh, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. He's your healer. My healer. No clay without the cradle. Cradle. Oh. I'm nothing without you. No clay without the cradle. No clay without the cradle. Oh, I'm nothing without you. Make me walk before you, all my Make me perfect before you. Oh, my. Make me one before you. Oh, my. Make me perfect before you. Oh my, make me one before you. Oh my, make me perfect for you. Oh my day. Make me one before you. Oh my day. Make me perfect before you. Oh my day. Go ahead, bless him this morning, wherever he may be. Let him hear your voice this morning. Bless him that you slept and woke up safely. Bless him this morning. Adore him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Lord, I am grateful that I'm among the living this morning. I thank you for the great mercy you have shown me, my wife, my children, my brother, my entire household. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you adoration. I thank you for the great mercy you have shown your church. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Thank you for all the programs, Lord, that you put together. Thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you for testimony that are still rolling in. Thank you for all the mighty testimonies shared this morning. Ah, you are the Almighty God. Ah, you are the Ancient of Days. Who is like unto thee? We are grateful. We are grateful for showing us compassion. We are grateful for opening our eyes to see missing document, missing wallet. We are grateful, Lord, for expected document that arrived. We are grateful, Lord, for favor. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, for salvation of soul. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise. To you be all the adoration. Manikabarandi yadadadadi dogogana madadari gadaru chekalagoradi ranego dayimena godarode do dedu ragi gabalaga bara lentu zede dedu gabalanda gabaraga gaga gaga mbi sokeno nambayanda Lord, we are grateful this morning in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. The Lord opened my eyes to read some, to study the book of Micah this morning. And everything tallied together. And when God is speaking, he speaks through songs, he speaks through his word, he speaks through everything. We must pay attention. The Bible says that the best of them is as bran, Micah chapter 7. The best of them is as bran. Essentially, it's pointing our attention the need for us to walk before God and be perfect. So you are going to cry to God this morning, first for yourself, and then we'll pray for all the souls that the Lord saved, that the Lord would establish them. God saves at least minimum of three souls on Sunday to go to his glory. I wanted to know that we need to pray for them. So now, Micah chapter 7, and I read verse 4. Micah chapter 7. There are days that I chose, as based on my personal Bible study plan. I read, certain as based on the plan. But there are days that I didn't plan it. God would just say, go to this place and study it because there's a message there for me, for my household, for the church, and for everyone. Now, the Bible says in Micah chapter 7, verse 4, the best of them is as a briar The most upright is sharper than a torn edge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity, and so on. You are going to pray and say, my Father, please help me to walk before you in a perfect heart. Make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself this morning. I want to pray for yourself, whatever you may be. Make sure you are awake. Make sure you are awake. Make sure you are awake and praying for yourself this morning. Father, please, Lord, empower me and my household to walk before you in a perfect heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower me and my household and your church to walk before you in a perfect heart. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you are going to unmute your devices. You are going to say, Father, we lift up all the souls that you saved to yourself on Sunday, yesterday. Establish them in the faith. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. The desire for him will no longer be in their heart, but rather the desire to please God will be the utmost in their heart. Right to God, whatever it may be this morning, lift up your voice and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we lift up all the souls for Sunday, all our new converts. Father, establish them in the faith. In the name of Jesus, Father, establish them in the faith. Let this one walk before you in a perfect heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Ancient of Days, I am that I am. We bless your name. We honor you. We thank you for all that you have done, always revealing your mind to us. You are saying to us this morning that the best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a torn edge. I ask this morning for grace, even to walk before you in a perfect heart for myself, my household, my brethren, every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, release upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus for each one of your children. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no Achan in our midst. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no Achan in our midst. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no Judas Iscariot in our midst. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you, your way will be right before God. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. And people of God, we shout a big amen. Amen. God bless you. Please mute your unmute your devices. We are going to read the scripture together to set the foundation for the next few days. Turn your Bible with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. We are going to read it together. Everyone, get your Bible as we read the Word of God together. That's one of the commentaries that the scripture read. So let's read it together. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. We are going to read 8 to 12 together. To set the foundation for what God will do to rescue you. If you are there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Please, others, join us. One, two, go. Let thy garment be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife who thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he had given thee under the sun. All the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy mind, for there is no work, for nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Verse 11 together, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the strong, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as a species that are taken in an evening, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an iniquity, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A bigger hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you mute your devices before we share the grace? Again, this morning, we'll lay the foundation. The Bible says, let thy garment be always white. So our next exhortation line is titled, let thy garment be always white. Let thy garment be always white. Now, when you look at this scripture very closely, it's a combination of many things. One, it talks about yourself. Two, it talks about the wife of your youth. That is to we that are married. And maybe you say you are not married. It still talks to you because it begins with ourselves. Then number three, it talks about the works of our hands. It talks about the works of our hands. So this will be the focus of our next discussion as God help us. And then number four, which is the last, it talks about how we will end our life. That when the time comes for us to leave this world. So these four areas are very, very critical. Number one, yourself. Number two, the wife of your youth. Number three, it talks about the work of your hand. Number four, it talks about the end of life. I pray for you, your garment will always be white. My garment will always be white in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Now you are going to pray. You are going to ask the Lord this morning. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for bringing your word unto me. Lift up your voice and bless him. Father, I thank you for your word that you brought unto me this morning. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for not hiding your face from me, from your church, from your people. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Number two, you are going to pray and say, Father, I want you to pray very well. Say, Father, today, please order my step and let my garment be always white before thee. Make that your prayer, wherever you may be this morning. My Father, today, please order my step and let my garment be always white before thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lakando Zeleni Mishaga, Te Nago Shalande Yapizula, Mirango Jala, Degush Kelibiza, Liatiza, Lago Gogo Lediaba. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Bible said in verse 11, but time and chance happens to them all. So it's not about how smart, how intelligent, how skillful you are. It is time and chance that happens to us all. That time and chance talks about God. You are going to pray and say, Father, today, please do something new in my life. Go ahead and make that your prayer. In the name of Jesus, please do something new in my life. That means it's not about how much I run. It's not about how much I invest. It is not about how much I plan. It is about how much God help me. Cry to God. This man said, Lord, today do something in my life. In the life of your children, Father, that have come to seek you this morning, please let each one find you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now ask the Lord, what do you want God to do for you as you set out today? What do you desire in your heart that the Lord do for you? Cry to him, cry to him, cry to him. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you're praying. I notice that sometimes some of us are sleeping. Make sure you, when you come to revival hour, you pray with all your mind. Lift up your voice, talk to God, whatever you want him to do, cry to God and say, Lord, today, remember me for good. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Now you are here, you are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He has great plans for you. For you to make it to heaven, the gateway to heaven, there are no two ways, only one way. And Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. So you are here, you are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for as many that have prayed this prayer. Please forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, please do well to send your details to the sister that led us in testimony so that you may grow. Now, lift up your voice. What do you want God to do for you today? You can make sure you are praying, you are pouring your heart unto him in the name of Jesus. La to gento kabayan da zelo berendo shabayan da getos kalabia ta 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 lendo shaga bala dambira di she 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 yendo shaga bayan baya 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 la gosh kalabi merendo kaba belado beyi zelu shedu se de enemy gaba balando gabi eto jeto sheto shallo dabi Radiges Kalaba Babaria Do Shantele Belado. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lembeyana Magambara da Gaga Gaga Galia. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand. If you are sick in your body, I want you to lay your hand upon that part of your body. Or you have your child, family member who are sick, lay that hand of faith on them. And the power of God will touch them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you for your word you brought unto us, that our garment must always be white. This morning I ask, Father, thank you, Holy Spirit. This morning I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, for each one of us, let our garment be always white in the name of Jesus. I pray anyone whose garment might have been stained, Lord, let your blood this morning purify in the name of Jesus. I ask this morning, as you set out today, the Lord bless you, the Lord favor you, the grace to walk in a perfect heart before God, receive in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with your going in and coming out. You are going out in full. You will come back with testimony. And in full, in the name of Jesus, the roots are covered with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. As the children go to school, there shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no sorrow of any kind. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name.